And we are back. Thank you for hanging out with Joe, Pip, and me, Devin, in the den. We were having a good time. We just, I guess we talked about some scammer stuff, and we talked about Pip's own personal little El Salvadorian scammer.
Yes. It was
scammerific. She's quite the little criminal. All right, but now let's lighten it up, kids. Let's do some Nazi news. That's what I say we should
Yay!
Do. Let me find the theme, which is, you know, I can never find shit. There it is. Here we go. Come on.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
A middle school teacher in Wisconsin was arrested for making terrorist threats toward students who drew swastikas on a paper in his classroom, police said. Joe, you remember when you were in school and, you know, you would get that brand new book cover, you know, to start the school year? Do you remember how you would just draw swastikas on them? Remember those good old days?
You want to know something?
Please don't, hold on. Please don't tell me that something is you used to do that.
But you did it because basically back then you didn't do it as being anti-Semitic. You would play army men. You were the army guy. You were the U.S. guys against the Nazi guys. So sometimes you draw it on there as, you know, something against the Nazis, the army guys against the Nazi guys. And you're talking about your kids, you know, from playing army men and, you know, being there. I didn't do it in high school. You know?
Well, this is middle school.
But when you're a little kid, well, middle school, yeah, that could be a problem in middle school. But, you know, basically it was a different time. World War II was only over 20 years when I was in high, you know, when I was in elementary school.
Right.
You know, you would draw it on there just because, you know, you would attack it and stuff like that, you know.
Joe fancied himself as Gomer Pyle fighting the Nazis.
Well, you know what? All that stuff, being little kids, we didn't recognize what a horrible thing it represented, but it's like it was part of the zeitgeist. And
that sounds very Nazi-ish right there, that word.
You know what? I used that on a purpose.
Yeah. Well done.
It my dramatic background.
Well done, Furline.
Bitte.
So, the Grafton Police Department north of Milwaukee has not identified the 7th grade teacher. They say told the students that he had 17 guns in his basement and that he wasn't afraid to use them or apparently tell the kids about them.
God.
The John Long Middle School teacher, who police say is Jewish, was angered by the drawings and also threatened to send his daughter to students' homes with a baseball bat. That's my favorite part of the story. I'm going to send my daughter to kick your ass. That's my favorite part of the whole story.
That is great.
At first, he kind of just acted normal. He just put it on his desk like, I'm going to tell the office about this. 7th grader Ethan Poulos told the television station. But then he picked up the piece of paper and went on a ramble about how that's bad and that's a disgrace to his people. Yes, that sounds like a ramble to me. He started mentioning the N-word.
Just a quick day. I remember when I was a kid, somebody comes up to Anthony and I, and this guy goes, tell your brother I'm going to kick his ass. I go, you couldn't even kick his sister's ass. Go fuck yourself.
Joe, always the peacemaker. So he started mentioning the N-word and how that was worse than writing the N-word on the wall. I don't know if it's worse or not. It might be worse. It's not. Neither one's good.
They're both bad, but they're apples and oranges. It's like, are you going to do a PhD dissertation on which one's worse? Come on.
No.
Well, whatever your hatred is that day.
Not a hatred.
The teacher was booked into the Ozuki County Jail, and Joe immediately said, who books that? Think I can get a spot?
Well.
Joe won't send a tape for a laundromat, but he's not above sending one to the county clink.
Are you kidding me? I sent a tape to a stand-up MRI. I need gigs.
Fair. Fair. Well, they can really see what Joe is going for in his act. The teacher, yes, Joe, very deep. The teacher was booked into the Ozuki County Jail for making terrorist threats and exposing a child to harmful material, according to police. Both charges are felonies. How is that harmful material? Grafton Superintendent Jeff Nelson said Friday in a letter sent to families that the teacher was immediately placed on leave and removed from the school. The teacher will not have contact with students until an investigation is complete. However, his daughter is watching them.
From the shrubs outside of their house.
Just no, right on the sidewalk, just beating the bat into her hand. Yeah. Come on.
Like one of the dead end boys.
Yeah.
Come on, wine. Come on outside.
Listen, I'm just happy this story has a tough Jewish woman.
You know what? I like that.
Listen,
you ever met a Jewish woman?
Hannah's gonna kick some ass.
Hannah might kick some ass. Listen, I think you got to suspend this teacher.
Well, I mean, he was
threatening the kids.
Yeah, well, I mean, threatening the kids, but I mean, like, they're talking about the, you know, babbling, but...
He wasn't babbling. That's a
mischaracterization. I don't like that.
No, I don't like that either. No, if he said, I'm going to have my daughter come over and kick your ass...
That's a problem.
There's the only threat. Although you could say, talking about the 17, I guess the 17 guns and not afraid to use them is another threat, too.
Yeah.
And that's not a suspension. That's not a suspension issue. That's a firing issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't understand. And here's the thing. If you're catching kids drawing swastikas on a wall, okay? You bring them to the principal.
Can I just tell you, every time Joe says swastika, he says it like swastikas, and it always makes me hungry. I always want little German hors d'oeuvres.
Well, every time Joe says swastika, I drink.
Well, then you get fucking drunk.
Are you hungry? The Frau's bringing out some swastikas. Oh, man. They're delicious.
Good God.
But what should have been done, you bring them to the principal's office, you tell them what's going on, you suspend them in school. And in those days, they're suspended in school. You teach them about the Holocaust. You teach them about atrocities. You treat them about World War II. You teach them about World War II. You don't threaten them. Tell them that you have guns, and then you have your, you know, tell them your daughter is going to kick their ass. What's wrong with you? There's something wrong. If you're that offended and that upset, then educate them. You're a teacher. Educate them. Suspend them and spend at least 3 days going over Holocaust. You want a 1,000-page essay on the atrocities.
1,000 pages? Jesus, Joe!
He meant worse!
Yeah, that is a lot. Yeah, right.
I think the kids would rather take their chances with the daughter.
What was I saying about the PhD dissertation?
We don't have that much time to read that shit. But, you know, you educate them where they have to sit and understand what they did was wrong.
Here's the thing.
Do it this way, you're fired. Sorry, gotta go.
Yeah, I think this teacher's gotta go. I don't even know if these kids need to be suspended. I don't know the context. It could have been like Joe was saying, they were doodling them. I don't know the context, but I will agree with Joe. I wouldn't just say these kids. I'd go, all right, guess what? We're going to have an assembly. The whole school is going to have an assembly because we need to educate them.
So
I don't know how I feel about the kids necessarily being suspended. I don't know if they've been problems other than that. I don't know if they were trying to be malicious and threaten the teacher. I don't know. So I don't want to suspend the kids right away, but I do agree education is certainly needed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the teacher had a complete meltdown and he went over the line.
Boy, did he. I mean, over the line, ran way, 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 way over. It's totally unacceptable.
You know, I tell you what, you hear this story, and it makes you long for the stories of where a teacher would just fuck a student.
Jim, you can't threaten all students.
With all the spate of these school shootings, you tell them that you have 17 guns in your basement and you weren't afraid to use them? Fired! Fired! Get your shit and get out of here.
Was he just a couple of guns short of a 21-gun salute? Maybe he was being patriotic.
That's funny. But still, you know, I mean, fired, so fired.
All right, let's do that. Let's do School of Fools and the Disney. Speaking of fired, the Disney movie story.
Jeez.
Shame, school.
A fifth grade teacher in Florida says she is under investigation by the state's Department of Education after she showed her students Strange World, which is a 2022 animated Disney film that features a character who is both biracial and gay. CNN's Isabel Rosales is with us now. And Isabel, I understand you just spoke with the teacher. Under investigation for what?
That's the question right there. And the teacher has a lot of questions as to how this process is going to play out, what is next for her. Her name is Jenna Barbie. She teaches fifth grade in Hernando County, which is a part of the Tampa Bay area. And she says that this all happened during the standardized testing time in early May. She played for her fifth grade class that Disney movie Strange Worlds because the plot of it was tied to their current lesson plan, which was the environment and ecosystems. You mentioned that it does feature a character who is biracial and gay, but the teacher, Barbie, says that the movie was not sexually inappropriate in any way. And in fact, she thought she was following the policy because she had signed permission slips signed by parents of every student in that class to allow for the viewing of PG movies. And that movie was not listed as an objection. Now, we did reach out to Hernando County Public Schools, and they did confirm that the Florida Department of Education is investigating Barbie after a parent complained to them that this movie was inappropriate. That parent, also a school board member. Now, they sent letters to the homes, to the parents, and this is what they said in the letter. Yesterday, the Disney movie Strange World was shown in your child's classroom. While not the main plot of the movie, parts of the story involves a male character having and expressing feelings for another male character. In the future, this movie will not be shown. The school administration and the district's professional standards department is currently reviewing the matter to see if further corrective action is required. So last week, Barbie actually showed up to a school board meeting and confronted them during the public comment section. School board member Shannon Rodriguez was there, and she acknowledged that she was the one who called the Department of Education. Her daughter was in Barbie's class, and she says that that movie was inappropriate and that Barbie, she claims, did not follow policy because she did not get preemptive approval to show that specific movie. This is what Rodriguez had to say during that board meeting.
It is not a teacher's job to impose their beliefs upon a child. Religious, sexual orientation, gender identity, any of the above. But allowing movies such as this assist teachers in opening a door, and please hear me, they assist teachers in opening a door for conversations that have no place in our classrooms.
And here is Barbie's response. Listen.
I was never trying to indoctrinate my students by showing them something that had differences and diversity. I was showing them a movie that related to our curriculum and our earth that also taught many valuable life lessons that also correlate to our Florida best standards. However, I understand why that parent was upset, as I had told her before, but I do not believe I made a mistake by showing this movie.
And CNN has reached out to Rodriguez and the Florida Department of Education for comment. Barbie says she's received considerable support from parents and students alike. She's trying to navigate the next step. She doesn't really know what could happen to her about two weeks left in the school year now.
Furthermore, the legislation was first passed in March 2022 and initially applied to kindergarten through third grade. Last month, Florida's State Education Board voted to expand the law's scope to include all grades through high school. Teachers who violate the state policy can be suspended or have their teaching license revoked. I just found out today that they increased it to my level, the fifth grade teacher, Jenna Barbie, by the way, great porn name or scammer name, told CNN Allison Camerata Monday night. I had no idea whatsoever that this was such a big deal. Barbie told CNN her students are already discussing such topics on their own. These students are talking about things way beyond this movie. Barbie said, this door that she's talking about, it's been open like an asshole. These are common conversations that I...
Wow!
What, no? Okay. These are common conversations that I have to tell my students. Whoa there! We're getting a little too much here. Just the tip, I said. Barbie said, She had already submitted her resignation from the school the week before the incident occurred due to politics and the fear of not being able to be who you are in the public school system. Mm-hmm. All my students are asking, why is that so wrong? Why is it inappropriate? Why are we in so much trouble because of this little part of the movie? Why can't we drink Bud Light? And I have to just keep saying, no, go ask your parents about it. She also pointed out what she believed to be contradictions in Rodriguez's comments. A school board member, an elected official of power, who was supposed to be nonpartisan, is allowed to present to the public school that she's a Christian and that God appointed her to the board, and yet it is indoctrination that I showed at Disney movies, said Barbie. Rodriguez responded, as a leader in this community, not one of the top leaders, but a leader nonetheless, I'm not going to stand by and allow this minority, what? to infiltrate our schools. God did put me on here, not you fucking voters. Okay.
God put her on the school board.
Then why are we having elections? All right. Listen, I don't think this teacher should be suspended. I mean, what are we doing? To think that fifth graders don't know what homosexuality is absurd. And it's not a movie about being gay. It's part of, it ties into the curriculum. We were all kids long ago. There was no better day. Well, then movie day. Or on your day when, like, you know, they had the guy chisel the pictures on the tablet and, you know, move them quickly so you could see what a movie might be. Yeah, you know, and they showed you fire in your day. That's Pip's orgasm noise, by the way. No, but there was no better. This is, she's not trying to indoctrinate anybody.
No.
With so now we can't have anything where there might be gay people in them, because in the Florida school system, gay people don't exist. Who the fuck is your female gym teacher? Come on, kids. Let's pay attention here. A straight woman doesn't dress like that and have that hairstyle. Not until she's 65.
It's so
stupid. You have to... You know, it's funny because I was talking to some people at the gig, and the guy, so does you guys any work any of the jokes or the topics you do on the show into your act? And I go, we have. You have to do something on that and use that line. That's hysterical.
Pip, remind me, please.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you bring that up and you're right, you know, blah, blah, blah. What are they, have you ever seen a gym teacher? Nobody has that. Nobody has a hairstyle like that until they're 55. That's the punch right there. It's great, great line.
But thank you. I appreciate that. Here's another thing. They're changing the laws now to high school, which is ridiculous, and we don't necessarily need to talk about that. But you're changing the laws. How about you enact them for the following school year? You know how much stuff is going on during a school year? How behind teachers are trying to get everything graded and everything? You're going to change the state of the game
in the middle.
That's absurd.
They're not reading those damn memos.
No. You know what? Listen. I mean, if you're like Florida and you're going to be constantly having all these law changes, you know, before the school year starts, you call the teachers in, you know, when they're getting their rooms set up, and go, listen, these are the new rules. Before you guys finalize your curriculum, you might want to know what's going on. And then it's fair game. I mean, I personally think it's ridiculous, but at least then we know what the laws are. To do it in the middle, I mean, we got a couple weeks before the end of the school year.
Here's what I'm seeing on this, okay? Usually you go, oh, this teacher had an address. No, she didn't. She wanted to show this movie. It's basically about the topic that they had. The second part is, well, they've got a gay character in it. Number one, I looked at the trailer, and I was reading a report on it. They did not allude that the kid was gay. There was no mention that he was. He didn't show tendencies that he was. I watched the trailer. I had to find out, you know, looking at the trailer, it's a very entertaining movie. And it looks good, and you have to find... You know, you're looking like, who the hell are they talking?
I think, Joe, what happened was one of the male cartoon characters, this is a cartoon, by the way, one of the male cartoon characters expressed feelings for another male cartoon character. They didn't go behind a mushroom and start boning.
Or boning the mushroom.
The way they said it, it didn't allude to it. And like I said, from the trailer, I couldn't even tell. It looked like an entertaining, because when I used to go up to, you know, when all my, you know, grandnephews were kids and babies and stuff like that, I'd go up to the farm, and, you know, my brother had all the Disney stuff on for the kids, so I watched a lot of that stuff, but a lot of it's fun, it's entertaining, you know, even for adults. So I'm watching, I go, I don't see what the problem is, and I don't think that this is one of these cavalier teachers that are going to teach LGBTQ. No, she found a movie that was kind of was related to the topic that they were studying, which was not that, and she showed the movie. Now, on the end of the woman that's complaining, okay, with that, you get some of these people, Sam is coming at me!
No, hold on, I'm trying.
He's coming to get you!
I had a plug in. There we go. Carry on.
Right. So with the woman that's complaining, it's one of those cavalier women that are in position of power on the school, but she's probably from the religious right.
Well, she's definitely from the religious right, Joe.
That heard the movie without seeing. You're making me want to throw up. Stop it. Leave me alone.
Why does he have to be so nasty?
Well, you're giving him motion sickness.
Oh, is that what he was going for?
Yeah, because you're moving the thing around.
Well, then fucking drive here. What do you want me to tell you? Those are your options.
On that, this woman, you can tell that the woman heard somewhere that there was that one of the characters were gay in this.
Gay!
Without looking at the trailer. Well, how did it get into the curriculum? Because people really didn't notice that it could be that, and that's how it got in there. So it's with the laws that they are having in Florida, I do agree with what they're doing. However, there is sometimes with laws, people get a little bit out of hand. There's a little bit oversight on that. People don't do their due diligence to find out exactly what's going on. And actually listen to what's going on. The teacher should have never been suspended. She did not have malice or an agenda in that avenue. So, people need to relax.
Well, I will tell you, Joe, I think this Rodriguez school board member and the school is going to suspend her. This is exactly the purpose of this Florida law. They want to wipe out things that are different. That's what this is, and that's why.
If they're going to choose things like this, then they're going to shoot themselves in the foot. Especially when it's clear, you could see, and you know what, you could tell when you see some of the people, the pro LGBTQ people, the extreme ones. Okay, the extreme ones. They've got an agenda. They've got the. This woman, this teacher did not have any of it. She was just trying to show kids a Disney cartoon during a session where there was some kids taking the test, but this pertained to it. And basically this other woman got upset on the school board because she heard somewhere that one of the characters would get.
Well, she heard it from her kid.
Looking at the reviews of what they were saying or watching of the trailer, making up her own mind instead of doing your homework.
Right, I told you what happened in the movie is one of the male characters expressed feelings. Like, I don't know what the dialogue was, but essentially, I like him or does he like me? Something to that. There was a gay presence in it. Now, let me tell you something. Disney in its own right is freaking gay. Let's be honest about that. Like, if you went into the Disney store back in the day, it was girls and gay guys. That's who worked at the Disney store. Which is fine. They are part of society. But now we are at the part where a Disney movie is too edgy for the fifth grade? Let's be honest. There is nothing more rapey than Disney movies. There's a girl passed out. She can't say no or yes. And you just smooch all over her. That is really rapey.
Let's talk about the real world. Oh, well, it's tough on a kid. Really? Okay, I'm a little fawn. I got my mommy, and she loves me. Oh, she got her head blown off, you know?
Well,
with life.
Well, that's what we call a mass shooting, Joe.
In the forest.
And another story, we'll burn the goddamn forest down and kill everybody in it, and then we'll have fun. Yeah, Disney hasn't been a load of laughs with shit for decades.
No, but you know what? It's fine. There's nothing racist about two black crows talking that way, talking smack to an elephant with big ears.
There's nothing weird about a giant woman living with seven dwarves. Nothing weird at all.
That's kind of hot. She's not giant. They're just small. She's a normal-sized woman.
No, I know. She's normal-sized. They're very small dwarves.
Hey, what is that? Is that my tampon? No, don't be. Get out of there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, oh wow, it's the eighth dwarf. Bloody. It's Bloody Dwarf.
Tampy.
Yeah, yeah. Usually Bloody. Duck goes up there. He says he's a gynecologist.
Oh my god.
Listen, first of all, the fact that a school board member says that God put them there should be disqualifying. Then why did you have to run an election if God put you there? Why don't you just appear one day? I mean, this is a public school, but this is what the far right wants to do. Yeah. It's absurd. We just had a school elections in where I live, and the people that were to the far right, they lost. Now, none of them were incumbents. All the incumbents won, but like the parents' choice people, they lost.
Good.
I mean, one of them I was actually considering vote. Yeah, actually, one of them I did vote for because it doesn't matter. But
yeah, I got to look how my school district went. I voted as well, and it was kind of handy dandy. We were off next last week because basically I really wanted to vote, and I voted for the parents' choice candidate, and I also you could choose for two, and I also voted for a candidate that was there in the school system for years, so I voted for the two of them.
Listen, this is the law. This is what they're doing. This is what they want to do. And like I've been saying, I don't want to get into the whole political thing. This is why DeSantis is going to get his ass beat if he gets by Trump. And he won't get by Trump. Although with Trump's mounting legal things, somebody might get past Trump.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into a whole political thing. If I'm the Republicans, and I'm not, I'm looking at Tim Scott. I'm looking at the African-American man, senator from South Carolina. That he gave you the traditional Republican optimistic. He gave you old school Republican.
Yeah,
that's where I'm looking. Now listen,
I have to look into him.
Yeah, I mean he could.
Yeah,
be
good. But you know it would be nice. But everybody's looking for a dog and pony show now.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Anyway, like so Pip, do you?
We want to be entertained. We want to be thing. And like I said, yeah, it's the far left that just make issues. And this is a case where the far right is shooting themselves in the foot.
Pip, do you have anything you want to add to this story?
Just that it's ridiculous that the whole state is trying to play this game of let's hide the people that live here and are citizens. Let's just pretend they don't exist. And any whiff of gay, we're going to hunt down and beat everybody into submission.
I think you're going to lose good educators. I think that's what's going to happen here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't think Florida will be better for it. I think there will be a reversal at some point.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do comics in the news, and then I will play the audio from the incident that we are about to
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
Like, why has it been a year of girlhood and still no That's day one, okay? Why no for Dylan? I don't understand.
Because
he's a man. Yeah, he can go tomorrow. We have one of those.
Rest of that is one of those, and I think and the rest of us who believe in reality, something like that. That was the rest of what she said. Mm-hmm. So this is about Chrissy Marr. She was playing in a Hyenas Comedy Club in Dallas. What the fuck is that? Why's my phone going off? In Dallas, Texas. A New York stand-up comedian triggered. This is a New York Post, so they're using triggered. A Dallas audience when she made a joke about transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney for still having no tits because he's a man, prompting the sensitive audience members to storm out. Why has it been a year of girlhood and still no tits? That's day one, okay? Chrissy Meyer told the crowd at Hyenas Comedy Nightclub over the weekend, referencing the gender-affirming surgery. If I'm transitioning to a dude, day one I'm getting a cock. I'm getting the biggest one you can find. Like, go into the... Oh, Pip likes the joke. There you go. Like, go into the back room, get me something black, okay? She quips to laughter. Why no tits for Dylan? I don't understand, the comedian added. And then, because he's a man, an audience member is then heard responding. Because he's a man, Mara replies in agreement. But the stand-up bit offended other delicate audience members. Again, this is the New York Post. Audience members. No, she's a woman. A female is then seen yelling, "Uh-oh," Meyer claps back. Not really. "We have one of those. It's all good. We can have different beliefs. It's okay. Some of us believe in reality." Moments later, several offended women are seen leaving the performance as Mara continues her politically incorrect and irreverent comedy routine. Is it? Fuck you, transphobe, one of the women yells out as she leaves. That's a good word, transphobe. "Is that the best you could do?" Mar hits back to cheers and applause. Okay. The unfazed comedian posted a clip of the performance on Twitter, writing, "It's the long-awaited trans joke walkout moment from my show in Dallas last week." Mar then revealed how the offended audience members proceed to stampede. I guess because we're in Texas.
Were they big gals? What are we saying?
To where Joe popped in with the Dick Eldorado voice, "There's a stampede in the lobby, I see."
Oh, here's a member, yep.
Where's Joe when you need him? Proceeded to stampede my merch table, as she described progressives and comedy as not compatible. Which is why she'll never be in Hollywood, I guess. "This is the conflict when it comes to comedy and leftists. It's just not compatible. Nor am I with punchlines," Meyer told the Fox News Digital. "That the incident sheds light on how comedy is perceived these days. They can't have it both ways. Leftists want to be culture makers, but also want certain groups exempt from ridicule," she told the outlet. "If you believe in true equality, then there's no such thing as punching down. No group should be safe from being made fun of. I will keep making fat jokes and trans jokes because I enjoy the crowds, and the crowds clearly do too," Mar said. Now, I will say, if you watch the video from that little clip, not so much enjoying. Some.
The crowd was with it.
Parts of it were. Listen. I've seen crowds
offended.
Well, I've seen crowds enjoy a comic. I've worked with Joe Curry. I've seen an audience enjoy a comic and be completely with somebody. This was not that. Some of the audience did.
I didn't have a take from that. That audience was with her.
I was looking at them, and I was looking at them, and some certainly were, but I would say it was probably less than half. Anyway, let me go on with this. She noted that despite the fraught world of political correctness, people are still going to enjoy great comedy. Love to see some. The only joke a comedian should stop doing is the one that doesn't get a laugh. That's fair. Just because society pretends to be more woke and evolved doesn't mean people don't still laugh at the same things as we did 20, 30, 40 years ago, Mar told Fox News. That's fair. Mulvaney, 26, who rose to social media fame chronicling her gender transition, incurred widespread wrath from critics after her partnership with Bud Light, like any of us would turn down beer money. Many celebrities even took to social media to weigh in on the controversy and called for a boycott of Anheuser-Busch drink. Can I just speak to this real quick? I actually wrote a joke about it. The boycott to Bud Light has been effective. It has been effective. But it's only because Bud Light is shit beer. I promise you. If Sam Adams drew tits on Samuel Adams and started calling him Samantha, they wouldn't lose a dime. People would still drink it down because it's a good beer. You can boycott bad shit. Nobody's going to boycott good stuff. When did Mel Gibson get boycotted? When his movies started to suck? The only boycott that was probably effective when it was still good, the Dixie Chicks. The Dixie Chicks,
they were still good.
They were still at the top of their game, mm-hmm, when people on the right decided, we're not having this.
I did this new joke in the past couple of weeks. I go the whole thing with drag shows and stuff like that. People go, "What would the forefathers think about stuff like that?" I go, "Stop drinking and dragging the forefathers in. They wore makeup, powdered wigs, and tights. What do you think they'd say?" I go, "As a matter of fact, look at the signing of the Declaration of Independence. It looked like a drag show. Did you see Patrick Henry? Give me liberty or give me Desiree."
Funny. All right. I'm sure we all have a lot to say on this, but Pip wrote the blog about it, so we'll let Pip start us off.
Well, you know, the first thing I wanted to say was I wasn't offended at the joke. I thought it was funny because it's true. It's like you want to transition, you want something so badly, Yeah, the first thing, if you're a man going for to be a woman, yeah, you're going to get tits. Yes. If you're a woman and you're going to transition,
I feel like that's what a man would say. You're going to get tits.
If you're a woman and you're transitioning to be a man, slap a dick on me. That's what I want.
Or in me, as the case may be.
Well, no. If you're going to be a man, on me, you know.
So. Yeah, but they still want men, a lot of them.
Well, that's besides the point.
That kind of is the point.
No, you're transitioning into a different body. It doesn't matter what your sex partner is.
She hasn't really transitioned into a different body.
It doesn't matter.
Well, you just said she transitioned into a different body. Chrissy Mars' whole point is she hasn't transitioned into a different body.
Yeah, I know. So she doesn't get it. She wants to be a woman, but she hasn't done top surgery yet. Everybody's gender journey apparently is different. But here's the point.
My journey didn't go so far. I just kind of got my journey that I started with. This is good, but that's me.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just saying that I got the joke, thought it was funny.
How could you not get the joke? It's a basic joke. If you didn't get the joke, I'd slap you with a dick.
No, but I'm saying that, hey, I'm liberal. I thought that joke was funny.
Okay.
What I didn't think was funny was when the woman yelled out from the audience, and then the comedian jumped in and said, "The reason he doesn't have tits is because he's a man."
And it's a different audience member said.
Yes.
First, a different audience member said. Mm-hmm. Then, first, a right wing audience member said she's a man. Right wing audience member, from what we could see, was the first one to yell.
Yeah.
Then a left wing audience member yelled, and then Chrissy weighed in.
No,
you're wrong. I'm wrong. Then Chrissy weighed in, then the left wing.
Then the left
wing. Go on. This is all part of what I want to talk about. Go on.
Yeah, so the thing is, what she later goes on in the article to say is that she doesn't believe there's such a thing as punching down. Everybody should be ridiculed. You know what? There is such a thing as punching down when it's cruel. To especially right now, when trans people are under fire from every corner and they're being really marginalized and they're actually being threatened.
Well, Chrissy, I think, would say, if you want equality, then you're fair game. I think that would be her argument.
You know, the whole idea is that people who are already being trampled on, you know, is that your best?
It's an artistic choice.
What the problem is that people that are transphobic are 5% of the population. If I even prefaced it in my act when I was going into that bit, but they keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and now there has started to be some pushback on it. You have your rights, you have your respect, but when you
no, they don't
your lifestyle on everybody. And try to, you know, be mainstream, there is going to be pushback because you're 5% of the population.
But they don't have their rights and they don't have respect, Joe.
I'm sorry?
They don't have their rights and they don't have respect. They don't.
Because they're pushing the issue.
Well, that's how you get rights,
Joe. Because that's how you get rights.
Listen, black people would still be slaves if somebody didn't push the issue.
Yeah, those pushy black people going for civil rights.
Dare I say uppity? Mm-hmm.
You did.
Okay. Go on, Pip.
I just say that the thing is that these are people who are fighting for their rights. And yeah, some people are not going to like it because that's not their stripe. But that's too bad because they have every right to be in our society and do them. And now they're having laws that are pressed against them to try to stifle their civil rights. So yes, they're going to fight. And yeah, it's kind of shitty to be like, oh, you know what? You don't exist. You might not understand. You might be afraid of it because you don't understand it. Fear, phobe of trans. If you're a transphobe, you're afraid because you don't understand it. And so that's why these people are becoming demonized. Because people don't get it.
Down our throat. There'd probably not be an issue. I mean, if they lived their life and they had a right to get a job, they had a right to do that's fine. But when you are in the mainstream and pushing it down everybody's throat, there's going to be pushback.
Well, they have a right to live however they want to live, Joe.
And that's a really unfortunate euphemism you keep using.
Yeah, well, Joe secretly wants something shoved down his throat. But that's all right, Joe. Just go back to the closet and enjoy it.
You know, but you want to know something? I think that you're a bigot. because you're assuming that I'm using push down their throat that you think transvestites are perverts and stuff like that. I seem to think that, or that you wouldn't.
No, no, I think you enjoy a nice girthy cock.
No.
I'm not judging you at all.
I'm saying go for yours.
Listen, man, if it helps get views and listens, I'm all for it. I don't give a shit.
Does he have a brother?
All right. Is that you done?
No. The one other thing that I meant about that is that, you know what, whenever there are people who are oppressed, and they are being oppressed, you know, so whenever there's that problem, there is going to be an issue of pushback. They're trying to get to be able to exist and to be able to just live their lives without being oppressed. And it's kind of a dick move to say, you know what, you don't exist. You're not a woman because I say so.
Well, I mean, if somebody doesn't exist, they don't need rights. If you're not seen, I don't have to treat you equal.
Well, like
they're
I
just
said, you have
negating
the whole thing
their
with
humanity.
You have men that are destroying women's sports because they have.
Yeah, but that's not this. That's not this.
But no, what it is what I'm saying is they're pushing the agenda too far.
And can I stop you right there? Women destroyed women's sports. Nobody's watching that shit. Go on.
But what I'm saying is they're pushing it out to the forefront on that, and it's just issue after issue where you want to live your life, you want to live it, you want your life, you got it, but don't force it on the rest.
Listen, this Dylan Mulvaney, she's not even the issue for this, but I'll just make
not
it.
Not really.
This Dylan Mulvaney really did nothing wrong. Now, the one critique I have heard about Dylan Mulvaney is that she kind of, like a lot, some people, I've heard this from a couple people, I don't know how true it is. Some people don't like Dylan Mulvaney because she's kind of nasty towards, I guess, cis women.
Oh.
So, now that's a real reason not to dislike somebody.
Yeah.
Because that's a personal choice that they're making to be a little bit of a fucking bitch. You know? And I don't have a problem with this. But this dilemma, as far as Bud Light, we all would have taken the money. She didn't go seeking Bud Light to give her the $150,000 and put her on a can. We all would have done it tomorrow, and Joe would have done it having something shoved down his throat, and I would have applauded him. I would have said, kudos, sir. Just make sure there's room to shove some Bud Light down your throat. But that's not what I'm offended about. Here's where I'm offended. This is the real issue. I'm offended as a fucking comedian. That's why I'm offended by this
shit. What would have you done?
I would have fucking handled that like a goddamn champ, because I'm a goddamn good comic who has to walk into places after
right,
this
right,
mess.
Right. Look, before I get out the bag of ticker tape to throw at you, what would have you done?
Well, Joe, I'll tell you, for instance. You really want me to tell you? Well, it's good. Funny you should ask, because it's my show and I have a microphone, and I was about to do that. Here's how I would have handled that situation. As far as the joke, whatever. It's, you know, to me it's an obvious joke, but people laugh at obvious shit. So that's fine. Hey, here's what I would say, because I've been in that situation, because I talk about controversial shit all the damn time.
Yeah.
And I talk about complicated shit. The first time that guy yelled out, even though he's on my side, and I have them yelling out on my side, I'd go, settle down, we're not at a rally. Because I know what's coming. I know this shit's going to escalate. No, fuckers, this is my stage. This is my time. And I've told audiences that agree with me, and it happens a lot. I go, listen, folks, I'm not doing this for a rounding rouse of affirmation. I don't need you to agree. I'm here for the laughs. But Chrissy is so bad and so damn needy that she jumps on it. And this is why, because of comics like Chrissy, when I stroll in, all right, you can't talk about politics, you can't talk about gay people. Why? Because a comic talked about it and didn't know how to handle the situation, and the club doesn't want to be bothered. So, Joe, the last show I did, which is a couple of weeks ago, I was doing the joke about transvestites that you guys saw the first time I ever did. So I'm having a very, very good set. And I see, as I go into that, you know, I'm not worried about transvestites, I see some people in the back of the room sitting with their arms crossed. So what do? I could bail on the fucking joke. I could address the joke. Or I could continue the joke. I continued the joke because the end of the joke, the punchline, is so damn good, so damn undeniable that they fucking laughed. If you're gonna talk about this shit, write better. That's why I'm offended. I don't, and you know, she can punch down. It's a choice that the three of us don't do on this show. You could certainly do it. Joe doesn't really do it in his comedy. I don't really do it in my comedy. It's a choice we made as artists. But I'm not going to condemn her saying she can't do that like you did. She can do it, but be able to handle the repercussions. And just shows me how out of...
But you got to understand that, number one, she sells out.
No, she doesn't. I was talking to a friend of mine who's worked with her a couple times, who is of the similar mind with her on this particular issue and tends to be right-wing. And he said to me, he's like, I worked with her... It wasn't that long ago. I've never seen somebody who actually has gotten worse. She's not a good comic. And you've said as much that she's not great, which is fine. Take the accolades. But don't go whining when you're talking about complicated things and not everybody agrees. Now.
You got to understand something. She was comparing what she would do if she was Dylan Mulvaney. She wasn't punching down.
I'm not complaining about the joke.
All right, the guy made the comment, it's a right-wing rule, a right-wing audience.
Well, not necessarily, Joe, because Dallas, though in Texas, is a city, and the cities tend to get...
If you're there to see her...
I don't think they were.
...of the right-wing mind.
Okay? I don't think they were there to see her. I mean, we see at least some of the audience was not there to see her, and I watched the video. Listen, you know, in certain compound situations, maybe she's a draw... I don't think she was a draw there. I think she drew some people, possibly, but I don't think she sold out the room, which is fine. That's not what I'm going after. You take what you can get as a comic. If somebody's going to offer you this headline spot in this good club and you think you can do it, fine. I got no issue with it.
I'm playing the laundromat.
My issue is if you're going to bring up these topics and you don't know how to handle it, and then you whine when people get pissed off at these topics. That's my issue.
Why?
Oh yes, she did.
She moved on, and you know, during the act, you still have these people that do show up at these shows that are so uptight that it like I was doing a gig three weeks ago, and I was at McGuire's. I do the same act I do, and I was goofing on Biden and I'm goofing on Trump, and everything kind of, you know, went slowly after that. And it turns out it was a Democratic fundraiser there that just wouldn't give me the time of day after that. You know, because they're all uptight. They all got their panties in a bunch.
Listen,
you
know, I'm not saying
table with four women white, and you always get that table. It shows a lot of the times, and the all want to argue, and you all want to, you know, just sit there.
But she let it get there. She let it get there when she decided to let the first guy who yelled have breathing room. I know she thinks that way, but as a comic. You ask me what I do, and you guys have seen me do it time and time again. I take control of the room. Now, does it always work? No, but most of the time it does, because I don't need cheerleaders. I don't need you to be on my side. I need you to listen. I need you to laugh, because I know if I let somebody yell, then somebody else is going to yell, and now I've lost control of the situation. Now, if I'm a regular club and she's not drawing enough, I don't know what she's drawing, but if she's not selling out, I don't want her in my club. For no other reason is I don't need that headache, and I know what's going to happen. I always get this, don't talk about gay stuff, and I always wonder, who bashes gay people? Like, I've never really seen a comic do it, and I don't really think Chrissy was doing it from what we've seen.
No.
But this is why... This is why when I walk into a club, they go, oh, don't do politics. Because somebody did politics badly. She's in over her head. It's so apparent. And then for her, and she shows how sheltered she is to playing these compound crowds when she goes to these leftists. And we've talked about it. It's everybody. And Joe and I have both agreed there's been no political audiences that have been douchier than hardcore Trump fans. So she could have made a stand and go, listen, everybody needs to relax. These are just jokes. That's the stand she should have made. Maybe she made a political career calculation that she's going to make the stand. Listen, maybe she wants to be the darling of the incels on the right. Okay. And you saw the New York Post went scrounging for a bathing suit picture of her. I mean, the post being the post, you know, has nothing to do with her comedy, but they managed to find a picture of her in a bathing suit. Maybe this is a good move for
because
Chrissy.
Because she was in Vegas, and she was working in Vegas. Matter of fact, she made headlines in Vegas with a story with the airline. She got more press on that tour than you and I could ever get in a lifetime.
Well, wait, well, hold on a second, Joe. I have gotten a lot of fucking press, and I did ruin a multi-billion-dollar lawsuit.
Post? Have you made the news?
Yes, stupid! I was in the Post and the Daily News! Yes! You fucking know that! I've been featured on news channels as a guest!
Could you outdraw her?
Well, no, I don't know what she drew. You're assuming that she drew those people. I'm telling you, I watched that. Some of the audience was with her. Some of her, I don't know if they weren't with her, but they weren't laughing. You know, I don't know if they were offended. I'm not going to say that. I don't know if they were offended or not. But they certainly weren't with her. And I don't think
she... The clip was 30 seconds long.
Right, and that...
How the rest of it going.
Joe, like I said, I'm telling you, somebody's of the like mind of her and has worked with her, and she's not a good comic, which is fine. And you've said as much in the past. Which is fine. I don't care. My problem is, don't whine when shit goes tits up, or in Dylan Mulvaney's case, no tits up.
Tits off.
Tits off. Don't whine when shit goes wrong and you don't know how to handle it.
I don't think she was whining. She was just stating her stance. She wasn't playing the victim on this.
She's a little victim-y. They stampeded my merch table?
What?
Well, listen, you're going to stick up for her. I know why you're going to stick up for her.
I think you're more upset about it than she is.
No. But what's interesting was, like, you've had people like Megyn Kelly and, like, the right-wing media, like, she's some type of champion. She was, like, making some great stand. She wasn't. Kid Rock made more of a stand.
Yeah.
If you really want to talk about it. She was making a basic joke, which, you know, people might find funny or don't find funny. It's fine. I don't have a problem with her making the joke. I actually agree with her on the thing where if you want to be equal, well, then we can make fun of you. I agree with her. I choose not to do that, but I agree with her right to do the joke. I'm just saying, as a professional, know how to handle the shit. You don't need a cheerleader. You don't need the guy screaming. Because if you're a professional and you're seasoned, you know an audience screaming, whether they're with you or not on controversial topics, it's just going to get out of hand. And the people that have to deal with it are the staff at the club. And the waitresses who get stiffed when people walk out. And if the club has a bouncer, I don't know if this club does. You know, the guys that have to corral this shit. There's a lot of stuff that goes downhill. I didn't watch this video, like, with the person in Long Island who had the beer thrown at them. And we all said, well, she handled that well. I didn't watch this video and go, you know what? She did everything she could have. She's got a right to tell the joke. Like, if she would have, like, told the guy to relax and then the woman stormed out, I would say, you know, she did what she could do.
Yeah.
But she didn't. She made it worse, and then she had to take the jab. Listen, at that moment, you know things are spiraling. Just go, listen, just all
but
chill out.
I think that table was more of a problem than she was.
But they didn't yell anything until the guy yelled.
That typical table that's got an agenda.
But wait a minute. Why does that table have an agenda, but the guy who yelled out, she's a man, doesn't have an agenda?
Because she just made a crack for 1 second. It wasn't
during... No, the guy. No, the guy made the first crack. Why do you not have an issue with that guy yelling?
Because basically he didn't make a scene for the rest of the show like the other, and he didn't walk out.
But he made a scene. He made it about him. Instead of letting Chrissy do her show and continue wherever the joke was going to continue and say whatever she wanted to say, which I support her being able to say whatever she wants to say.
I understand, but basically he wanted to carry on. He just, well, because he's a man. And he just said one word, and yes, he's a man. Then the other table chimed in, she's a woman. And it's a typical live woman table that has their agenda, that has to speak out. They're in the whole damn show, have a bug up their ass. You never heard from
them. Wait a second. You didn't hear them speak out the whole damn show. You heard them respond. See, you're the one here who's revealing an agenda. I'm of the mind.
Didn't get up to the guy, get up and walk out? The women got
no, because Chrissy, because she was preaching to the choir. It's very interesting, Pip. I'm of the agenda. Everybody should shut the fuck up.
Why are you upset about this?
Why am I upset about it? Because it makes my job harder. That's why.
Are you jealous that you weren't there? Or something?
No. No, I'm upset because she's a bad comic and she's making my job harder. I said right from the top, I'm upset as a comic.
Little jelly.
Joe, you're out of your mind.
He always yells. Have you not noticed?
No, he asked me how I would handle it. Yeah. I said how I would handle. You've seen me handle it in that exact way.
Okay, you're amazing.
Yes. Compared to her, I am. There's no doubt about it.
She gets a lot more ratings than ours. She does a lot more.
She's on Anthony's fucking show. If I want to suck his dick, I'd be amazing too. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. That's not fair.
No, I didn't mean figuratively. I didn't mean literally.
You mean literally.
Yes. If I wanted to have Anthony's agenda and play to that group of people, we could be there. But I don't want to, and I don't want a left-wing agenda either. I certainly don't play to those people. Lord knows I pissed them off too. You know, you make it sound like I'm coming after Chrissy for doing the jokes about Dylan Mulvaney and transgender people, and I'm absolutely not. That's where I disagree with Pip. I'm like, she can do the joke. I don't give a shit. I have a problem with anybody yelling out at a show, and I think most comics do. We don't want you yelling at us at a show. Now, listen, if we go into the crowd, to a certain degree, we invite it upon ourselves.
Yeah, if you're doing crowd work, but if you have, like, you know, one person yelling, and then the other person thinks they're part of the show, and then somebody else is, like, saying, like, you know, non sequiturs, you're done.
Yeah, it's just not good. It makes everybody's night that much harder. I really don't know comics that have supported the way she handled it. I'm sure plenty of comics support her right to do it, like I do. Mm-hmm. Even if I personally wouldn't make those jokes or think it was particularly brilliant, that's fine. I don't care.
Who hasn't supported it?
The comics who I've spoken to, and it hasn't been a ton admittedly, think she handled it badly. That's the only thing. That's my only critique. She handled it badly. And she was whining that's just the left, which tells me she's not playing mainstream room where there's people of the right and the left. Because as I've said time and time again, until tonight Joe agreed, people on both sides are assholes. Yeah. And everybody needs to shut the fuck up. There's a comic doing a show. We don't need your 2 cents right now. If you want to tell me after the show, I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. You know, whether you agree with me, don't agree with me, I have plenty of conversations, and they're respectful, and it's cool, and I don't have a problem with it. And it's an exchange of ideas. I don't want you exchanging your ideas, whether you agree with mine or not, in the middle of my show, because you're taking away what people paid for. The fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a radical opinion that I have here.
No. It's like, don't disrupt the show. Mine is more leaning towards, I don't think that you should do jokes like that, because I think that it's really just like you're stifling and pretending this person is they're taking away their humanity.
I don't think
they're
that
saying,
I don't think
who I am.
I don't think
saying,
Chris
no, you're not.
I don't think Chrissy's joke took
not
away her humanity.
Not the joke.
No. The reaction.
The first heckler and her doubling down and saying, "Yes, I agree with that." Now,
listen, she just, it's hard talking about this stuff, and it's getting harder all the time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, Joe might maybe wants to mock me, but the fact of the matter is I've been talking about the hard shit for a while, and I do play places where they say, we don't want you to talk about politics, but they let me talk about politics, because I don't get up there and preach. I'm not telling you you're right or you're wrong. Now, we can have the conversation afterwards, and I will be honest with you. But I know it's not my job to tell you that you are right or wrong. And it's my job to make you think on a secondary level, but to make you laugh, which is why I go back to my transvestite joke. I could see people were pissed at her. Or not pissed. They were enjoying the show. I could see they were uptight and did not agree with my stance on transvestites in the school. But at the end of the joke, and I go, you know, you're never going to see a transvestite storm a school. There's no way you can storm a school in 9-inch heels and a bustier. I don't care how sassy and fierce you are. The joke is just so damn fucking funny and undeniable that everybody goes, all right, well, we'll give them that. Which is fine. That's what you have to do if you want to talk about it. Otherwise, don't talk about it. Just write better. Be better. That's why I said I'm offended as a comic. You know, and Joe wants to make it that I'm jealous of her. Not really.
Well, you seem to be getting upset. I know you're amazing. You just told us 5 times. But, you know,
Well,
I can see that you're getting very upset about this.
Well, Joe, I'll tell you what. You know what? My amazingness seems to work benefits for you when they ask me who to fucking bring along. So maybe if you got a little bit more amazing, you could bring me along sometimes. No, because you're attacking me. Because you're not listening to the point, Joe. That's why I'm upset with you.
I see the point. You're very upset about this.
Now, what am I upset about, Joe? What am I upset about with this?
It just seems that she got publicity on some kind of show that she drew and you didn't.
No.
I don't know.
That's
not making as much headway as I don't know what to tell you, but you seem very upset about this.
It's really strange that you're taking this tactic that you immediately assume that his opinion is based on jealousy.
Yeah.
I'm not getting that.
Don't you feel that he is very upset about this more than usual? It sounds like kind of frustration. I don't know.
Are you new to the show?
We scream about everything.
Have you not noticed that he yells about everything?
We yelled about Oreos a month ago. We yelled about Progresso Soup in segment one. This is more like your feelings of shit and shit that you need to work out that I'm very aware of, by the way, and have been for a long time. But again, you're not really addressing what I'm saying, why I'm upset with the thing. It's not even, like I said, it's not even about her doing the jokes. I don't care. I've certainly stuck up for comics doing jokes that I don't particularly find funny or agree with. I'm upset about the fact that she's making it tougher on everybody and not owning it. Listen, sometimes...
She's making it tough on everybody.
I explain that. I
understand, but I'm not following.
Why is she making it tougher on people? Because now the waitresses have to deal with the table that walked out. Now the bouncers have to make sure everybody's cool in the room. Now maybe the waitresses are getting stiff. And like I said, I promise you, the next time comics roll in, because it's happened to me, don't talk about
maybe
this.
A bunch of ultra-liberals with an agenda might want to just sit and enjoy a comedy show. But
I agree with that, but why doesn't the right have to shut the fuck up and enjoy the comedy show too? That's where you're inconsistent. That's where your agenda is.
No. If it was a table full of far right people, I'd feel the same way.
But who started it?
But the fact of the matter is, the one guy that yelled it out stayed. It wasn't an issue. These women got upset, you know, and felt.
I promise you, if Chrissy snapped back on him and like disagreed with him, he would have gotten upset. I promise you. Because either way, you had people, both sides, who felt entitled enough to scream out during a comedy show. This is where I tell you guys, go relax. We're not at a rally, and that calms down the room and it gets a laugh because it puts everybody at ease. Go wait a minute, right? We're not at a fucking rally. We're at a comedy show.
Yeah.
So you're an inspiration to us all.
See, this is his.
Now, you know what? The first guy who felt the need to join in and he had to make a comment because you're an audience member and you're really not supposed to, and she didn't solicit the comment, the first guy who opened his mouth, he had something that he needed to say, and would you not categorize that as an agenda?
He wouldn't.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm like sour grapes to me.
Oh, my God. This is...
Let's move on.
Wow, we haven't seen this in a while. Wow, I really think my stance is not really political. My stance is as a comedian.
Mine is. Yours wasn't.
Yeah, and I get your take, but I just look at it as a comic.
And you know what? Am I working? No. So it's like, as I can't say as a comedian, because you know what? I'm not out there in the world doing this.
No, but we've done enough of these stories. Well, and we've seen various people handle it in different ways.
Yeah, and also I look at it as like an audience member. What do I want to see happen at a show? I want everybody having fun and laughing.
Well, right.
I don't want to hear people yelling at the stage. It annoys me.
Well, and that's what it is. I mean, people do not pay for the most part.
I don't want to hear you motherfuckers telling jokes. I want to hear the person that's up there telling.
Well, and this is what happens when like a heckler gets too much attention,
yeah.
And the comic is very funny with it. But no matter how funny the comic is, no matter how much people are laughing, there are still people that are frustrated because they wanted to hear the act.
They want to hear the act, and it's like, okay, you can stop now. It's like if you said one funny thing, two funny thing, okay, let the comedian move on. But those drunks don't know when to stop. And, like, at the show, when you guys just did the show at, what was that, Francesco's?
Francesco's.
That one table, oh, it was amusing the first two times you said something, but it's like, shut up. Now you can shut up. Now you're annoying.
Well, apparently in Joe's mind, those people had an agenda. Or maybe they didn't have an agenda. I don't know.
But I mean, you know, but it was annoying.
Listen, people just want attention. That's what. But there's a reason why at a show, there's one spotlight. Like your better shows. I mean, now I do like the lights up a little bit so I can see people. But the better shows, the audience is dark and the performer's light, whether it's music or Broadway or stand-up comedy. There's a reason for that.
It's supposed to be.
Right. And then also, I understand there's crowd work comics, and that's their thing, and that's fine. That's, you know, another way of doing the art, and that's fine. And then you're going to have more shit like this. God knows I've done it, you know, where I just, why did I say that? Yeah, I mean, you know, Lord knows I've done. I think I've gotten better at it.
What do you mean?
Going down the path. Not pursuing the laugh. Instead of pursuing the laugh, controlling the room so we can get through. As a comic, as a professional comic after a certain amount of years, you can feel what's going on.
Yeah.
You can feel like, okay, this is going to get a little rough here, or like everybody's with me. This is cool. Like you have a feeling. Now, some comics can say they feel it before the show starts. I can't. I don't like to judge an audience before the show starts. But certainly in the back of the room when somebody else is on, you get a vibe for it. And then certainly into your set, you know. And you make the decision. All right, how are we going to do this? Are we going to see how far we can push this and risk it exploding, which you can do? Or are we just going to try to hang on, maybe not do some stuff tonight? You know, sometimes you make the choice, go, you know what?
On the fly.
Yeah, I'm just not going to do that bit tonight. Because you know what? As much as funny as it is, and as much as I have a right to do it, it's not worth it for the staff.
Well, like Joe always says, that's calling the moment, too.
Correct.
It's like you're seeing how things are going and what they're laughing at. And I'm sure that at sometimes you just go, you know what? They don't seem to be enjoying that kind of stuff. Man, let me pivot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I don't know if they were. We only saw 30 seconds, like Joe said. I don't know if she was killing before then. It seemed like everybody, I don't know if she was killing, but was certainly listening. You know, listening and respectful up until that moment. It wasn't like the story goes, well, these people yelled out stuff beforehand.
Right. Well, I mean, it seems like that was prompted the whole incident. But you don't. But we don't know. This is kind of the problem also with this type of journalism where they take like a slice of the moment. You see a vignette and then you can like make judgments about what happened because of that vignette. But out of context, we could all be wrong.
You know, I was. Never mind. I won't say this. Anyway, I was going to say something about this particular comic and an opportunity, and I'm not going to say that now. I will save that for maybe a car or a conversation if somebody reminds me.
Okay.
Because it's just not worth it. It adds. I'm just going to move on. I'm going to do turbulent air. That's what I'm going to do.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do.
This is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see a beautiful serene river. If you look to your left, majestic mountains. Uh-oh, straight ahead it seems like we have a big black cloud. We're going to need you to fasten your seatbelts, folks, because it looks like we're in for a turbulent flight.
Why are you laughing?
Because on Facebook, there's closed captioning. And the absurdity that is on the closed captioning during our show sometimes makes me laugh. It said something about rabbits a moment ago. And I'm like, when did Joe say rabbits during that?
A traveler shared the mortifying moment that a fellow passenger was forced to step on a baggage scale before takeoff after confusion over her weight. A clip detailing the humiliating measure. I mean, that's an adjective, obviously, or actually it's an adverb. Humiliating measure was originally posted in March, but has amassed 1.6 million views on TikTok, and Bud Light has sponsored her ass. As viewers speculate whether the airline was discriminating against plus-size travelers. The whole airport trying to mind their own business as a woman is asked to step on the baggage scale because she claimed she was 130 pounds, a TikTok user. Little Wessel wrote in the caption she added, "It's a tiny plane, so they needed our weight to take off for safety reasons." In the accompanying 5-second footage shot at an undisclosed airport, the passenger in question can be seen standing on the luggage scale in full view of fellow flyers. Needless to say, the embarrassing ordeal divided the TikTok
commensurate, with one viewer writing, why are people...
Commentariat.
Oh, okay, good.
Commensurate. Is that even a word?
Commentariat is. It means all the stupids that have opinions.
How the hell did the New York Post come up with that one?
They pull that one out of their thesaurus.
It's not even a word.
It is, though.
Well, the New York Post is the paper of record.
Play Scrabble.
The commentariat, with one viewer writing, why are people so mean? Have you met us? That's not okay, said another. Meanwhile, a third recalled being subject to a similar precaution, explaining, flying home from the Philippines and they weighed me. I've never been so embarrassed in my life. However, I have a feeling you were. However, others sided with the airline.
Yes, you were.
Probably yes.
Yes, you were.
Why would she lie and risk all of our lives, including hers, LOL? Because she's her own flotation device, criticized one commenter.
She figured that measured it out.
Sure, it works for an orca. It can work for me. Anyway, they care about weight limits on small planes because they need to have the center weight in a certain part of the plane. And I just thought they gave me center weight because they wanted me to be the key to getting three in a row. I guess not.
No,
I got that confused with Hollywood Squares. Does she not know she can write it down on a sheet of paper if she doesn't want to announce it? What my mom does, LOL. This comes amid a flurry of positive influencers accusing airlines of not accommodating plus-size people. Earlier this week, a plus-size TikToker went viral after arguing that airlines should make plane aisles wider to cater to larger passengers, calling for the current layout discrimination. No, it's capitalism. She also shared a now-deleted video of herself struggling to traverse a United Airlines plane, having to turn sideways as she walked past the rows of her seats. Yeah, and I got your stupid ass in my face here. I'm trying to put my laptop behind underneath the seat in front of me, and I just got sideswiped by your tuchus.
Yes. And airlines don't give a shit. No matter how much size you are, they don't give a shit if you're comfortable.
Oh, no, they absolutely do not. But the other thing is, she was embarrassed in the airport. Now she's going to double down and show how difficult it is to get her ass through the plane.
Look at this ass!
You know what? I was very embarrassed that people saw this happen to me in an airport. So let me put it on the internet.
I'd be like, you should take an aircraft carrier. Anyway, the body positivity advocate was subsequently ripped online with critics telling her not to fly. Well, she can't on her own. One even... No?
She can't on her own.
No, she can't. I stand by that.
Yes.
One even claimed that wider aisles would reduce the number of seats, thereby cutting into profits to accommodate the supersize. No, they'll get their profits. It's just going to cost a lot more seats.
Yes.
In 2021, the Federal Aviation Administration advisory announced that airlines could soon require plus-size passengers to step on the scale or provide their weight before boarding the aircraft. The goal was to provide new data on average passenger weights, as the current numbers reportedly don't reflect today's sky-high obesity rates in the United States. That's the New York Post I've come to know and love. In turn, this would help ensure that aircrafts, especially the small ones, don't exceed their allowable weight limit. Once they've chosen a traveler, an operator may determine the actual weight of the passengers by having them step on a scale before boarding the aircraft, per the guidelines. But they cannot make elephant or horse noises.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, he was a thin jet. Obviously he's thin. You're going to nail him by the hands? I mean, how much load do you think those nails can hold? These are not today's...
The whole situation arise. When a couple of obese people were being weighed, and the theme from Rawhide was being played as they were getting on the scale.
You know what I'd like to see the airlines do? I'd like to see the airlines brand them with the weight. What?
Oh my God!
What?
No.
Like you wouldn't like the smell of bacon cooking while you're boarding a plane?
Not my own.
Well, then be honest. In order to protect passenger privacy, they stipulated the scale readout should remain hidden from public view and everybody should wear Spanx. However, the regulatory agency backpedaled a month later, which an obese person might not be able to do, claiming that while... What? No? Okay. I'm obese. I can backpedal.
Not.
No, I know. But by the definition, I am.
Oh, jeez.
Well, what do you want me to tell you? I didn't make the rules. I just eat them. Claiming that while weighing passengers was an option, most airlines would resort to other messages of calculating passenger mass. By grabbing them by a roll, this won't do.
Can you pinch an inch? No, I can pinch a yard.
Look at you, fat ass. Why do you think we price everything so expensive in the airport? So you don't get this way. We're trying to help.
And also, I don't agree. In order to protect passenger privacy, the scale should not remain hidden. The scale should be remain hidden from public view. I want to place bets.
I mean, we're betting on everything. Why not?
They only do that in the Vegas airport.
They do have slots there.
I know.
We were there. Contingency methods included making a reasonable estimate about the passenger's actual weight and add 10 pounds per the document. I would have somebody from the carnival guess their weight, and you know, and then the passenger gets like a free snack if they get it right or something.
You're just doubling down on the problem.
I most certainly am. All right, here's the thing. I saw a picture of this woman.
Yes.
That was not a 130-pound woman.
One of those cheeks was 130 pounds. Honey, who
But
are
she was bringing both
with?
Of them with her.
I know.
That was a Zoftic woman.
Yes. Oh, yes. Listen, I understand that she's going on vacation with her boo. And she's going in and they go, excuse me, honey, how much you weigh? And she takes one look at him and she goes, 130.
He fucking knows. That's been on top of him. He struggled for breath in a moment of passion. Stop it.
He knows that's not 130. But she doesn't want to say the number in
listen,
front of him.
Listen, before I was with the paycheck, I had been with some Zoftic women, and I was much smaller. Sometimes it's hard to breathe.
I'm just saying, the person who made the comment that she could slide a piece of paper with a number on it to them.
Gonna need
like,
a big...
like you're doing a negotiation and you don't want to say
Pip.
How much
Pip.
Dirty money.
Pip.
But still, if she slides that number, you're going to be bullshit getting the scale. It's just a life and death, you know, it's a life and death thing. If it's loaded up, that plane could crash, you know?
I know!
Their airline, their plane, their rules.
Let me just tell the truth. Let me just say that weight isn't going to fit on a Post-it. We're going to need a bigger piece of paper.
It's tell the truth.
No, I don't want to know. I don't want to rely on the truth. Because if you get up there, we all lie about our weight. I don't want to. And Joe said this is life or death.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. No, I'm.
Which maybe we shouldn't be flying these planes if it's that touch and go to begin with. Like, if me having a second slice of pie is going to make a difference if we live or die, maybe this isn't the aircraft for this journey.
Right. Look, we've all flown into smaller cities, okay? If you're going to load up a de Havilland Dash 8 like a fucking cattle truck, I don't want to be on the plane.
Exactly.
The damn thing can take off.
Well, but couldn't they just, like, at least give people the courtesy of weighing them like cattle behind some kind of curtain?
No, absolutely. Like, no, honestly, I would do it. I would do it like... You know, you need some type of room or something. Now it's going to make things longer. It's going to add to the time. But if we're that concerned about safety, I agree with that.
But you know what? They have that little like phone booth thing that they put you in, and they're checking to make sure.
Yeah, but that's after you've already checked your baggage.
Is
and everything.
It?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's after
okay.
you've done all that.
Okay. But if they want to check how much your baggage weighs, and they check how much the person, couldn't you go in a phone booth? You know.
So why not do this? Why not?
How about this? When you go through security, you go through the machine, have a scale in the machine that prints out your weight, and you hand that to the gate.
Yes, exactly. Why couldn't we just do this a little bit more discreet than just grabbing this one woman and humiliating her alone? If everybody's getting weighed so that they can add up the tally, they don't have to like just get the jumbos and humiliate
all right.
them.
All right. I hear you. But this one woman lied.
She did lie, obviously.
I mean, this woman, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I don't know how tall she was. She's probably 150 or 160.
I would think someplace north of that.
I'm being kind.
Okay.
I'm being kind because I don't know her height.
Yeah.
And it's a faraway picture. I mean,
hard to tell.
You could be 5 foot and that Zoftic and you're 160, 170. It's,
sure.
It's possible.
And if they do have the curtain, there has to be a caveat. The guy weighing the woman can't talk like the Wizard of Oz. And you, fat woman, you... I want to see you on the plane. Why, Cowardly Lion? You don't sit by the exit window. You're too much of a pussy if there's a problem. I'll see. Where's the carry-on?
I'm afraid she's going to weigh too much and we're going to plummet to our deaths. Oh,
the Cowardly Lion.
I want to be flying, but I don't want to be dying if he only had a scale.
I think it was just like it was poorly done. Yeah, I can see the reason of having to do it, but
I will tell you this.
Jeez.
If I am going to the airport and I know a weighing might be happening, I might diet before I go.
Oh, I would, yeah, before I buy these tickets.
But the only way I'm doing it is if they put me on display.
Oh, after? To show what a good job
yeah,
I've
like
done?
Yeah, like if it's like they're going to show my weight like above to everybody,
oh, geez.
I will be sticking some fingers down my throat.
Miracle.
You know, I just think that if everyone got weighed and they grabbed a tally.
They should weigh everybody.
Everybody, not just go, hey,
oh, so you
want to
see? Yeah, but they got to know who the hell they can't get on the plane. That's why they can't just do a running tally.
Well, no, I mean, they would keep individuals,
okay.
But so
you don't want the...
you can have a running tally, and maybe if you can discreetly pick somebody and say, I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to accommodate you today.
I'm sorry, you'll have to get there on the garbage barge.
But, you know, if it's...
Or you need to put your wide body on a wide body. Fly a bigger jet.
You put your what on the
wide body on a wide body. Yeah, but some of these smaller airports can't accommodate that. They have very small runways.
Right.
So that's why we're using some of these small planes, which I get. But yeah, I mean, I think this was probably the only scale the airport had.
Maybe.
Because at that place, because that's where you weigh the luggage.
But it can't be a new problem.
Well, you know what? If you're in a lot of these smaller countries, they don't eat like we eat.
Oh, well,
they are smaller people.
They don't. Yeah, they don't expect Americans coming in and mowing
other
up the place.
Other countries don't have the buffet.
No, they don't have what we have. That's true.
No.
No, I know that we're giant size. You know, us in the Poles.
Not taller.
No.
I mean, some of us are, but.
Us in the Poles, we are leading the way. But I think, and Samoans, apparently.
Yes, the men have very saggy breasts. They get breast reductions. Actually, Dylan could probably use some of those.
Yes, some leftover Samoan.
Yeah, sure. Just put a little Samoan over here. A little Samoan on the left, a little Samoan on the right. And then Chrissy's happy. The fucking guy's not screaming out. The leftists aren't screaming out. Everybody's happy. If Samoans would just play a little ball here.
Yeah, they wouldn't have their moobs. And then somebody gets donated boobs. Everyone happy.
Absolutely. I wouldn't mind a little Samoan in my life.
Listen, if I could donate some of the, you know, gabonga bonga I got going in the back to somebody who wants a Brazilian butt lift, this'll uplift you. I got plenty. I got plenty for y'all. Start a line. If you could do that, it would be awesome. It's just not how the works.
All right. Let's skip the story we were going to do about the telephone and the toilet.
Okay.
Because the time is getting...
Sounds like a love story.
sounds like a children's tale. It sounds like something you can't read in Florida.
So somebody might be attracted to somebody they shouldn't be.
There was a scene when the lid was up.
It was a gay toilet and a gay phone.
And they loved each other very much.
Look at the way he's using those emojis and flushing that way. Flushing is code for fucking in the butt.
Flushing.
Sure.
I think that that's a drink.
I think it was a script too at one point. Anyway, all right. We'll come back. We'll meet a brand new scammer. Fake Davin's trying his shot at love one more time. On the break, we have new music from The Last Siren with Light the Fuse, and you can learn more about them at criminalrecords.com. Also, new music from Rahid Asiaki with Where Is the Love?
Oh, an Irishman. All right.
And you can learn more about him at deucemusic.com. When we come back, new scammer for y'all.